right, you guys are really something else. We are a member-supported radio right here in Laguna Beach, KX93.5. That was Kaiukas with East Coast Girl off their, you know, I guess major label debut record is what I've been calling it, or debut record called Bigfoot, available right now. We've been a champion of your music since day one, trying to get you into our studio for quite some time, and you guys are here. Thanks for taking the time, you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Kaiukas, that's also a geographical location, is it not?
Yeah, it's just south of Big Sur.
Right. You guys originally from there? Are you guys SoCal guys?
No.
No?
No. We're actually, technically, we're NorCal. Born and raised in Davis. Me and my brother. And then, well, it's a mixture of stuff. But me and Ben went to school at Cal Poly, SLO.
Right.
And that was just kind of, Kaiukas is like this kind of destination, weekend destination thing when you live in SLO.
Right.
So that's kind of where it came from, like this kind of place.
Is it Kaiukas or Kaiukos? What is the geographical location? Because that is unclear to me.
It's Kaiukos.
It's
Kaiukos.
Yeah. See, what happened was originally I spelled it wrong. I thought that's how you spelled
it. No kidding. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Really? I thought it'd be easier to do the Google search thing when someone wants to Google your band. Kaiukas, it seems like you guys have been going strong for several months now. Has it just been a whirlwind of events since you guys released that Bigfoot record? I imagine it is.
Yeah, it's been, the last 6 months or 7 months since it came out has been pretty crazy. A lot of touring.
Yeah.
It's basically just been nonstop for the last 6 months.
And that was a whole nationwide tour, you guys doing the van thing, and were you fortunate enough to be taking a particular band on the road with you, or was it just different bands, different cities every night?
Sort of the other way around, really.
You could get right up to that, man. Okay, even reposition it up to your face.
Well, I don't want to mess it up for when it's guitar again.
So when it's guitar time? All right, fair enough.
It's radio. They don't know how silly this looks. we were lucky enough to go out with the band Rah Rah Riot a couple times.
Cool.
And for a little while at a time. So it's been more that way than taking other people out. Although, there was some of that.
Yeah, we did. Well, we did a headlining tour right when the album came out, where we had an opener it was this guy named Jesse Marchand, mm-hmm, from New York City. He's a singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. He's really cool.
Not a label and a mate on Secretly Canadian.
No.
We had Brazos the second half of that.
We had a band name called Brazos on the second half. That's a really cool. They're on sort of the same label family.
Cool, man. Again, Kaiukas is finally here in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. Is this really the only release available right now, or do you guys have other releases under your belt? Maybe some EPs floating around that you guys released independently?
No, there was some tracks by Oregon Bike Trails, which turned into Kaiukas. You might be able. Everything kind of got taken down and deleted once Kaiukas was formed, just to take away any confusion.
Sure.
But
maybe some of those tracks made it to the Kaiukas record?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, there's some diehards out there who know the Oregon Bike Trails.
So did you re-record those songs for the new record?
Right.
Yeah.
No kidding. Where did you record the stuff? Did you link up with any rad producers? And I guess those are two questions. I'll leave it as that.
It was recorded in Cottage Grove, Oregon, with producer Richard Swift.
Yeah.
He's like this, just, I don't know, if you Google him, you can find out a lot of stuff about him.
Cool. Did you pursue that guy, or was it just a good fit?
It was a couple people recommended him, and then also I had seen him play, like, I knew about him since, like, 2004.
Yeah.
When people kept recommending him, I was like, oh, yeah, that would make a lot of sense. He's actually he's an artist on the same label. And he also produces.
Cool. Well, you guys should be pretty happy with the record, because I think it's great, man, from front to back. Obviously, it really is like a beachy Southern Cal type of vibe, and we kind of gravitated to it immediately. Started playing songs off the Bigfoot record, like, again, right off the bat. Kaiukas is here on KX93.5.
Chill.
Chill. When you guys meet people and you tell them you're a touring musician and they ask you what sort of music you play, what do you tell them?
I don't know. It's always changing.
We still suck at that.
I say vintage beach pop.
Casey says vintage beach pop.
Vintage.
That works.
But then, sometimes
I just say pop music now.
Yeah, or I like to say indie rock. Because a lot of, people, that's like...
Let's go with pop.
I guess so.
A lot of people are like, what do you sound like? Are you like John Mayer or Justin Timberlake? So they'll just be like, no, it's indie rock. It's not like that.
And that's an all-encompassing thing. It's hard to categorize music these days with all the genres and sub-genres and stuff like that. So you guys are on a bit of a hiatus from what I understand from touring and I guess a couple more days off. You're playing the Observatory, which is the closest venue to us, which is next Thursday, I believe. Have you guys played the Observatory thus far? I think it's a rad venue.
Yeah, we played it.
Yeah. Constellation Room?
Yep, Constellation Room.
Yeah, that's the mini room.
Okay.
Yeah. We've done a few opening slots there. Cool. We opened for the Mowglis there once.
L-1011.
We opened for Raw Riot in the big room there.
Yeah.
We've been there. We really like it. It's cool.
It is a good venue, and it's becoming relevant. Bands are not just playing L.A. and San Diego, but they're coming down playing South Orange County and Santa Ana. And yeah, that's a cool place to see a show. You guys have been pretty much all over. Was there a surprising venue or city along the way where you guys really dug on the fans, or just a crazy show?
Denver was rocking and rolling.
A really party show. It was like an after party thing, so people were in good spirits.
That's cool.
Which is just a random place. You would never think Denver. I mean, for us at least, you know.
I don't know. I ain't never been. I've been to Boulder, and that's a real, I guess it is a college town, but like the pedestrians have the right of way, and everybody's super conscious of things, and it seems like they know what's going on in Boulder at least. Cayucas is here on KX93.5. What was that?
They're pretty high up there, up in Denver.
They are pretty high up there.
Yep.
Quite literally, my friend.
And everybody who, like, most of America wants to live on the beach, too. So, like, they really, like, identify, or they want to identify with it. Austin loves the beach stuff.
Speaking of beach, you guys did shoot a video right here in Laguna Beach. At that particular time when I found out that you guys were here, I wanted to wrangle you into our studios. I guess that never happened. If it would be agreeable to you guys, I'd like to rip into another track off the Bigfoot record, then we'll come back and talk about stuff. You guys even brought some instruments to play live, so thank you for that. I could either rip in a High School Lover or Cayucas. What do you think I should play right now at this particular juncture?
I think we're going to play Cayucas, so you could do High School Lover.
All right, I'm going to do it right now, and we are member-supported radio. Cayucas is finally here on KX93.5.
You going to the party on Saturday? She asked, I said I didn't know. See, ever since I saw you on the back of some guy's bicycle, well, I've been feeling kinda so-so. So girl, don't act so surprised. Got that look in your light blue eyes. You can stop pretending. Yeah, I've been watching the movie all alone, wondering if there was gonna be an ending to the story, to the story, to the story. I guess I'll never know. See, I was running as fast as I could, saying but it was just a little too slow. Oh, Elizabeth, don't keep me guessing. I opened up the door and saw you undressing. The words came out one after another. You should have been my high school lover. Oh, you should have been my. Oh, 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 you should have been my. Oh, 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 you should have been. Words came out one.
everybody on your best behavior. Your microphones are on once again. That is High School Lover from Cayucas. They are here in our Pearl Street studios. Before I forget, who did you link up with to shoot this video in Laguna Beach? What song is it for? And what happened surrounding all of that? Because all your videos are on your, I guess, your homepage. What's your website again, you guys? Is it cayucasband.com?
No, it's just cayucas.com.
Cayucas.com.
Yeah.
Right on. The videos are easily accessible. Links to the merch, links to all the records and stuff like that. But yeah, what was that? How did that video go down? Right in our backyards.
It's a new track.
Okay.
Well, it's number three. It's Will the Thrill on the album. And we shot, basically the director is a guy named Scott, and I think his company is called Leaf. He shot it. We came down to Laguna Beach, and we shot like a scene in his garage.
His parents' garage.
What's that?
Was it his parents' garage?
Yeah, it's his parents' house or something. And so we hung out in Laguna Beach the whole day, and
rad.
So I think the whole video is, but most of it's shot in Laguna Beach, and there's a surprise ending that I can't tell you here.
Well, that video will be tentatively released when?
I'm not sure, actually. I think it's being edited right now. So.
Right on. Well, you guys got to keep us in the loop when that comes out. Again, the record's available right now. It's called Bigfoot. Have you guys gained traction throughout the country on terrestrial radio? Are radio stations picking up on this thing?
Yeah, we've had a lot of good radio stuff. High School Lover has gotten a lot of spins, and we've actually, a huge amount of fans came through Sirius.
Oh, right. Yeah, that reaches so satellite. Many people, man.
Yeah. It's crazy how many people came up to us and said, like, I heard you in my car, basically.
Right. That's insane, dude.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, radio programmers left and right, they're all getting into music supervision now, which is like the new horizon. Everybody mm-hmm. wants to do it. It's those people who pick, you know, music for TV and film, even if it's just a 30-second clip of a song, to place that in like a movie or something like that is all the rage in Hollywood. And I was flipping through the channels, probably Sunday Football, and I heard one of your songs on a commercial for like the NFL Network or something like that. Who managed to get that going?
That's just, we basically, we have a publisher named Lawson, and we also have...
Well, your people are working hard for you, man.
He gets all the film and TV stuff, and he does a really good job.
Yeah, he's good.
It was only just a little clip of your song, but I totally recognized it, man. And it's out there on television screens everywhere.
There's also a company like called Bank Robbers that places stuff.
Right on.
Cayucas. So it's like you never know exactly who started it, but there's people doing this.
They're working hard for you, and it seems like you guys are aligning yourself early on with just the right people. How did this affiliation come about with Secretly Canadian? Because they're a record label that's kind of been flying under the radar, but all of these great artists, man, are under that label. We were just talking about the Luke Temple stuff, and
so good, and
all of that. I was saying off the air, like, that type of record is the one that I take home and keep for myself, you know, and play it on the radio. But did they pursue you guys, and how did that come about?
Yeah, one of the guys that runs the label, ended up reaching out. He basically sent me like a really long email, mm-hmm. saying how he connected with the three or four tracks that were floating around the internet, and just a few conversations, and things seemed to
flash forward till now. A bunch of crazy shows under your belt, touring the country, and. And so far, so good. I have to ask you this because I have you here. Any aspirations to write and record new stuff? And when might that be available to the public? We haven't even thought about it yet.
No, we keep getting this question, actually. And so
I don't want to be that same DJ in this different market asking the same questions.
We keep getting that in the past like 3 weeks. So I feel like it's a sign, you know, it's like people are ready for.
Well, I'm still on board with this, and I want it to gain traction. And,
yeah.
People should notice.
I think December is actually, we have the month of December off. So I think it'll be like a writing month.
Cool.
For album number two.
Or a vacation or staycation month. Who knows? Yeah. All right, you guys did bring some instruments, and this is going to be more of a stripped-down version of what people will normally get. Again, this is Cayucas in our Pearl Street studios. We do realize we have a lot of new members here, or listeners, rather. You could be a member of this radio station. We are a nonprofit here in Southern California, keeping the dream of the glory days of FM alive. All the details on our little operation are on kx935.com. So what did you guys want to play first?
Cayucos.
Fair enough. Well, at your leisure, I'm going to reposition these mics as so and hit a couple buttons here. And whenever you guys are ready, this is Cayucos on KX93.5.
Hear it coming, feel it all around. Feet are stomping on the ground. It's that something so familiar, strange but not so peculiar. Cayucos, Pasmo, Robe, Shelly, 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 Shelly. Crashing through, back behind the rock, back up from the dunes. Ooh, ooh, way, way, oh. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Ooh, chameleon. Oh, way, oh, way, oh. Ah, see me up there. Looking down below, the waves coming so slow. Saying, oh my God, I think I'm falling in love. I think I'm falling in love. Cayucos, Pasmo, Robe, Shelly, 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 Shelly. Nuh-uh, no way. Come on, brown. In the feet of the high, no hidden lizard catches in fire. Snap your finger, come on, clap your head. Come on, stomp your feet fast as you can and just shake, 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 shake. Set the moment to call you, set the moment to call you. Said the moment to call you, at the moment said I'm going to call you, girl, call you, girl, call you, girl, said I'm going to call you, girl, call you, girl.
That's awesome, you guys. I'm virtually the only one clapping because I'm really the only one standing in the studio. Oh, there it is. Oh, you guys are silly. This is Cayucos. They're here in Laguna Beach. They're in the studio with us. It's been a long time coming. We've been a champion of their new record called Bigfoot for several weeks now, if not months. And we're happy to have you guys here. You got to keep us in the loop musically with anything new on the forefront, if you don't mind. And yeah, if there's any songs you want to test out on the general public or get the word out for anything, then our studios will always be open. It's an open door policy, which is scary because we have community members come up randomly and they just want to say hi, and we don't have like a receptionist or anything.
Right.
You know, I'll be doing, you know, all sorts of emailing and people will be coming up and just want to chat.
Yeah.
You guys are welcome anytime. So we got two acoustic guitars, one drum in the corner over there, which really cuts through on those mics, but that sounded brilliantly on the air, and a little keyboard. But, you know, when you guys are playing the Observatory and the Troubadour next week, what kind of a setup will you be working with?
Pretty much the same thing. Except for we'll have amps.
And a full drum kit.
Yeah, and electric. We've got some electric guitars, too.
Well, again, down...
Pretty standard rock band.
And there will be more dance moves.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for that. Well, I'd love to see the show, especially at the Observatory, because that's the closest one to us. Again, it's happening next Thursday, next Friday at the Troubadour. Then you guys are taking a little bit of a break, and then off to somewhere, right? There's shows come 2014 already?
Yeah, I think there's stuff in 2014, but...
No?
No, yeah, it's kind of like just stuff being worked on.
All right, fair enough. I swear I saw something on your Facebook page, but who knows? This is Kayukas here on KX93.5. Let me ask you this question. What's one record that you always need the physical copy of, you'll never give to a friend? What's that one record for you guys, the virtual, I guess, the Desert Island disc question? You got to pick one.
Probably the Luke Temple album.
No kidding. That is so... relatively new.
We got that album on this last tour, so we wore it out.
Did you?
We basically had it on repeat in the van until our manager took it.
Really?
Yeah.
He tried to give it back and gave us the wrong CD, and we just haven't had it.
That, again,
he stole it.
For the uninitiated, Luke Temple is a guy on the, I guess, label mates with you guys on Secretly Canadian. Kind of a throwback, if you will. He's got a single out called Those Kids, which we've been playing on the radio, which is just an absolute winner. This question goes for everybody in the room, too. What's that one record that you always need the physical copy of? See, I ask the tough questions here for Kayukas.
Maybe Beatles, like Abbey Road. I'm probably not going to loan that out.
Right on.
Casey?
Well... By the way, how Instagrammable are our studios? Isn't it pretty cool?
Very much, yeah.
You gotta check them out. There's like cool stained windows.
Filters.
Psychedelic.
Yeah, it looks like we're living in Instagram, actually.
We're on the inside of a kaleidoscope.
Right. Oh, we got one view of PCH on one side, a view of the Pacific Ocean on the other side. Hopefully you guys could make an afternoon of it and hang around Laguna Beach a little bit more. But yeah, what's that one record for you?
Well, that's the plan. We're planning on hanging out down here.
Cool.
I'm just thinking of what I actually like, what I've bought recently. I think one record I'm never gonna let go of is the Woo Life album. If
really?
You know them, yeah. I really dig those guys. WU, you know, LYF, because they broke up, so that's like their single contribution
to humanity.
Yeah.
I thought you meant Wu-Tang.
No, not Wu-Tang. No, Woo Life. They were a band and from the UK, and they put one album out. They bought a cathedral and recorded it in it. And so it's really cool reverb, natural reverb drums and guitars. And the vocals aren't for everybody because the guy kind of like has a scratchy, yelly voice, but I really dig it.
Dude, you're on some other stuff right now. You were even talking me out about a band you saw several months ago in Los Angeles, the Elephant something or Elevator something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually going to look that up later.
Mr. Elevator and the Brain, I forget.
What about you, man? What's that one record for you?
It's probably... It's so tough. I'm not going to move the mic. We're going to play in a minute.
That's very...
Okay. Fine. Okay. Now it's blocking the camera.
You sound great on the radio, by the way.
Well, that's wonderful. It's going to be, you know, like one of the first two, like Weezer records or like Talking Heads greatest hits,
cool.
Which isn't really cool to have a greatest hits as your thing.
Oh, it's all right, man. I had one guy who said the Top Gun soundtrack was his favorite record that, you know, he always wants the physical copy of. I've gotten Television's Marquee Moon. I've gotten a lot of Beatles and all of that. Anyway, Kayukas is here. Before we kind of wrap it up and let you go on your own way, and would you mind playing another song for us?
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem, man. This is kind of a treat.
We'll be back. You said Open Door?
Open Door Policy.
Is it cool if I fill up my air mattress and just crash?
Sure, man. You want a radio show? We'll give you a radio show once a week.
All right. Yes. I'm holding you to that.
Okay. Fair enough. What'd you guys want to play next?
We were going to do East Coast Girl, just to jam it out.
All right. And then before we wrap it up, anything to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Kayukas thus far?
Check us out. It's CAYUCAS, Kayukas. And come hang out.
Whenever you're ready, you guys.
One, two, three.
Ah!
walk from the subway down to the train. You brought your umbrella, said just in case it rained. Goodbye, Chicago, I'll see you soon. Gone from November, said I won't be back to June. But you kept your secrets, girl, and I told you lies. No hiding places left for me to hide. And we rode our bikes to North McKinney Park. Carved out the initials in the barn. I said you moved to town about a week ago. Drove up 14 hours from the north. Studied English literature, but prefer foreign politics. So for now, we were going back and forth. Made out of oak wood and Mornell rail. The sun was hanging up about a rusted nail. Built in the winter of 1843. Pictures of a man in denim shirts and a worn out chair. I just wanna take a taxi out of the city before you fall asleep. Far from the piles and piles of garbage piled up in the street. Ignoring the bums in cardboard boxes, asking for money. I've got to go, I've got to go. I said you moved to town about a week ago. Drove up 14 hours from the north. Studied English literature, but prefer foreign politics. So for now, you were going back and forth. The story of an East Coast girl, warm in her winter coat, waiting for the sun to finally go down. And she's wondering what happened to that California sunshine she used to. She used to know. Oh, oh, oh. She used to know.
That is Cayucas live in our Pearl Street studios. If you missed anything we did this afternoon, that audio will live as a podcast online on kx935.com, unless, of course, we get a cease and desist order from the record label. Thank you so much, you guys, for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much for having us.
We will talk to you soon.
KXRNLP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach,
Laguna's only FM. KX935.